In American culture, a party is a social gathering for pleasure and amusement, an assemblage of people programmed to have fun. It is a place for extroverts to practice social skills and for introverts to watch. Parties are places for drinking and schmoozing and flirting and dancing and laughing and letting go. Deviants who choose not to follow the party line of party behavior are ostracized and labeled as deviants. We call them party poopers. The New Year's party is a party with a particular purpose, meant to ring out the old year and ring in the new. Like Janus, the two-faced Roman god for whom the imminent month of January is named, the New Year's party looks back on the past year, the old Lang Syne syndrome, and forward to the new. It pivots on midnight, the liminal moment in the middle of the night, the witching hour, the moment of magic and merriment. The main artifact connected with parties in America is alcohol, the lubricant of the lips and loins. The beverage of choice for New Year's parties is champagne, a sparkling white wine that bubbles with anticipation. More than any other American holiday, New Year's Eve is associated with alcoholic overindulgence. Americans act as though the challenges of the New Year are so formidable that we can only confront them intoxicated. Complementing the alcohol is a type of food called hors d'oeuvres, an unspellable French word that means an appetizer too small to be satisfying, but too tempting to be resisted. Noshing and nibbling on hors d'oeuvres and a stunning array of chips and dips, we all become Gullivers eating Lilliputian cuisine. The small portions help us forget our large appetites and the 7 pounds of weight that an average American adds during the holidays. The small foods of New Year's parties are served with a species of social interaction called small talk. Although people sometimes play charades or twister or taboo, party games which are designed to undermine one's dignity and create a community of embarrassment, the main social interaction of a New Year's party is what Americans call cocktail chatter, which is essentially the art of saying nothing important as pleasantly as possible. Small talk attains its stature by omitting certain subjects, like politics and religion and philosophy and any controversial issue, or anything truly personal, painful, or revealing. You may talk about your family, but not about the disintegration of families. Within the constraints of party protocol, you may talk about your children, but you may not discuss the appalling rate of children's poverty in the United States. You may complain about work, but not about the politics of work in the United States. You may mention politics and express your cynicism about political leaders, but you may not display any passion or commitment to political positions. You may talk about commodities, your new car or household appliances, but not about a commodity culture in which we are what we buy. You may talk about specific television programs, but generally not about the vast wasteland of television programming. You may generally talk about the weather, but you still must avoid topics like global warming or acid rain. You may, however, talk about sports, which are always in season conversationally. Americans also make meanings of the New Year with paper party hats and noisemakers. The paper hats are designed to make people look silly, and in Dr. America's case, they succeed admirably. The noisemakers are generally not musical. They emit sounds that range in effect from a raspberry to an automobile horn, and like the hats, they are designed to strip the dignity from the participants. Perhaps these accessories represent a return to childhood and youth as we turn away from an old year to a new one. In any case, they make it difficult to start the new year with any seriousness. New Year's Eve is not a reflective evening, although New Year's Day can be sobering. As the midnight hour approaches, people at a New Year's Eve party routinely cease their small talk and turn on the TV to watch other people celebrate the new year. On TV, in this time zone, they see a taped replay of people gathered in New York City's Times Square, waiting to watch a lighted ball drop. As the time reaches 11:59:50, people begin a countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and so on. At the climax of midnight, everybody cheers or makes loud noises, and they hug or kiss the people near them. After that, it's all anticlimax. After midnight, It eventually occurs to most partygoers that nothing significant has changed. And so, tired and intoxicated and talked out, they go home to rest up for the football games. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, talking in one ear and out the other.